Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, a push to amend the laws on immigration detention, the leader of Tasmania's Labor Party resigns after three state election defeats, and in football, Brazil's Vinicius Jr. issues an emotional plea calling for an end to racism. With all this evening's latest headlines from the SBS newsroom, I'm Katrina Stewart. Asylum seekers who refuse to be deported could face up to 5 years in jail under laws being rushed through Parliament ahead of another High Court decision on indefinite detention. Immigration Minister Andrew Giles will have powers to direct asylum seekers and other immigrants to do specified things that would facilitate their deportation. The bill will now be debated in the Senate after passing the lower house earlier today, when it was introduced by Mr. Giles after midday. Any citizens from countries that do not accept those deported from Australia could also have their visa applications barred in an attempt to incentivise diplomatic cooperation. Immigration Minister Andrew Giles says the amendment is restricted in its focus and meets Australia's human rights obligations.
What we are doing with this piece of legislation, this important piece of legislation, is to fill a very significant loophole. A loophole that affects a small cohort of people who have no basis upon which to remain in Australia, but who are refusing to cooperate with efforts to effect their removal. These people are not refugees.
The Human Rights Law Centre says its analysis of the draft legislations that it will criminalise refugees who may never have had their claims for protection correctly assessed in the first place and will compound indefinite detention. Tasmanian Labor leader Rebecca White will step down following the party's state election defeat. Labor failed to make substantial improvements on its primary vote, gaining about 1%, despite the Tasmanian Liberals going backwards 12% on Saturday. Ms. White has conceded the party won't be able to form government, making a third loss in her attempt to become Premier. In a statement, she says she takes responsibility for the party's loss in the election, adding it is time for a new leader to lead with the ambition to form government at the next election. Australian government ministers have condemned the targeting of democratic institutions in cyber attacks in the UK and the US. China state-affiliated actors have been named by the US as being behind two malicious cyber campaigns targeting Westminster parliamentarians and 40 million voters. US officials have indicted seven individuals who allegedly conducted hacks against US companies and government officials on behalf of Chinese intelligence services. In a statement, Foreign Minister Penny Wong and Home Affairs Minister Claire O'Neill said the attacks are unacceptable and must stop. The government said Australia's electoral systems were not compromised by the cyber campaigns targeting the UK. Progress on addressing the gender pay gap could be sped up by creating opportunity for job sharing and more part-time senior positions. That's the message from the CEO of the Workplace Gender Equality Agency. Addressing the National Press Club, Mary Wooldridge says just 7% of managers work part-time compared to 22% of non-managers. The variance, she says, highlights the high expectations set by some employers, stifling female progression.
There's a clear message. If you want to progress to a senior level, you have to follow the full-time, always-on approach. This largely excludes from management anyone, and that could be women and men, who cannot or do not want to work full-time. Further, many industries are dominated by one gender and have a pipeline issue, particularly in line-related roles.
And in football, Brazilian superstar Vinicius Jr. admits he feels less and less like playing the sport due to repeated racist abuse in Spain. The Real Madrid winger says he is frustrated as fans keep getting away with hurling racist abuse towards him. Last season, there were 10 such episodes against the 23-year-old reported to prosecutors by La Liga. Speaking ahead of Brazil's international friendly against Spain in Madrid, Vinicius says he won't let racism win.
It never crossed my mind to leave Spain because if I leave Spain, I give the racists exactly what they want. I will stay here fighting, playing in the best club of the world, winning titles, scoring a lot of goals, so these racist people can continue to see my face more and more.
And that's all this evening's latest updates from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Katrina Stirrett.